Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Peter Doak here, and it's time for episode 76 of the PDG Advertising Podcast. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, so it has been a while since the last time that I have created a PDG Advertising Podcast. This is our 76th episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast, and we've got some exciting news soon of what it's going to turn into and how it's going to transform over the next while. As always, I thought I'd give you an idea of what we're going to cover on today's show, and we're going to talk a little bit about training and the importance of it within the agency organization, and talk a little bit about Christmas. We're going to talk a bit about our new team member. We're going to talk a little bit about team building activities that we've done, and also we're going to talk a little bit about Google Ads as well. So stay tuned for all of these exciting things going on in the world of PDG advertising. So guys, just before we get started on the PDG Advertising Podcast, I wanted to ask a favor, if you would. I'd really love it if you would send us a tweet letting us know that you're listening to the PDG Advertising Podcast, a tweet or an X, if that's what they're called these days, or comment under where you found the podcast and let us know that you've listened. It'd be really great to know how many people are connecting with us. And if you're feeling extra brave, then and you've got a question about digital advertising or marketing, then add your question in the comment or send us a tweet with it to PDG_advertising or at PDG advertising on most of the top social media networks, and it'll be really awesome for us as a team to take a look and, you know, give you the best answer that we possibly can, and I bet that anybody possibly can, in our next episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast. So this should be useful if you own a business or you run a business, and or even if you work in a business and you lead people, or even if you work in a business and you don't lead people, but you do a specific job. And the topic that I'm going to talk about is training. And truthfully, if I look back over PDG, over our 8 years, and certainly in the last 4 to 5 years where we've had a team, you know, an in-office team, we really haven't done an awful lot of training. And I'm not sure why that has been, but it has definitely been to the detriment of our growth. So about 2 or 3 months ago, I made a solid pledge to myself and the business that we were going to start to train properly and learn from each other and work together on topics that are important to our customers. So what I did was I started to think about the areas that we could improve on as a team and take them down as, you know, topics that we could perhaps talk about in team meetings or have training sessions on. And it started to have some really great effects. It started to engage us as a team more. And I don't know, I think even whenever we've been looking at some of the topics and just taking the time to bounce ideas around them, it's created this kind of little environment of, you know, interaction where, you know, I don't know about you, but if you're in an office, and certainly if you're at home, you can end up working in a bit of a silo, working on your own thing all the time. And the opportunities to work together on things can be quite limited at times. So being able to work together and train on different topics that we're actually really excited about and passionate about creates a different kind of energy in the office and around the team, and builds up relationships stronger and connects us to each other and ultimately helps us to provide a better service for our customers. And look, some of the things that we've been doing training on are, quite internal things, like we use Asana for task management. It's really useful, by the way. If you don't use it, definitely would suggest using or trying out Asana. A little bit like Monday.com, if you're familiar with that. And I'm sure Teams has a version of task management as well. And our training on one day in a team meeting, at the start of a team meeting, was just about Asana task management and, how to make sure that you can accept a task, how to make sure that you execute on a task, how to make sure you let people know whenever a task is completed, how you get approval for tasks, all of these different areas. And it's something that I maybe took for granted that everybody would know how to do or be able to do. But even if they did know how to do it, they might not know how to do it in the way that either I, a client, or the way that it would be right for the business and right for our business. So being able to connect on that was actually really important and something that we've never done before. And other subjects that are definitely more exciting because Asana, as great as it is, it's literally a way of getting from A to B in terms of getting a project done. But the thing that we really do well and the thing that we're really excited about are online adverts. So one of our training sessions was, what's the PDG way of structuring an advert account? For example, Google Ads. How does that work? What are we doing? What are we doing universally in terms of connecting with our customer's user? How are we connecting with people who don't know who our customer are, who our customer is? How are we re-engaging people? What types of campaigns are we using? And that was a different energy. That was really cool. So we would sit around our sofas in the office and get the whiteboard up and start to, discuss ideas. And while I'm definitely leading it and driving it, what happens is sometimes around the room, other leadership forces come to play, like other team members become the leader for a moment, where they'll describe a situation and, give an opinion on how that should have ran and other people. It's just a really great thing to do. And as I said, it's something that I haven't really done before properly. And truth be told, don't know if I'm doing it properly now, but it's certainly better. It's at least 10% better than it was, 6 months ago, whenever we were doing very, very little training. So that's something that we're really looking forward to continuing at PDG. And I suppose my one bit of advice for any business owner is, start a training program, however small. My advice for leaders within the business, start your training program because you'll outperform others if you're in sync with each other. And if you're working in a business, my guidance is to ask for training programs and suggest a structure like this, because it really is helping my team be productive and successful in what they're doing. So this year we've done something cool. It's Christmas time right now. If you're listening to this 300 years in the future, this was the episode 76 of the PDG Advertising Podcast. It is November the 27th, 2023. That's about to be 2024, and we're moving into the Christmas period. We've just had the Black Friday rush, and now we're moving into Christmas. And what we've done is we have decorated the office with a nice tree and with some really cool tinsel and some snowflakes and some fairy lights and randomly a doormat, a Christmas doormat. And it was really interesting because it brings me on to another topic. If you're savvy enough, and this podcast will go out on TikTok, but the team and I, really driven well by the team, have been creating fun TikToks in the office and about what we do at PDG Advertising. And it's been really interesting. And one thing that we're doing is we're doing a sequence of three TikToks, part one, part two, and part three of the Christmas decorations going up, going to get the Christmas decorations, putting them up, and then the final TikTok of them actually being up. Sounds so random for a digital advertising agency to do, but actually, what we're doing is we're getting into it. We're seeing what's going on in TikTok. We're seeing how the algorithm works. We're testing out different creatives. We're testing out different formats. We're testing out different styles. Because we're not going to get to where we want to go if we're not connecting on the platforms that we're saying that our customers should. And if you go and check TikTok at PDG Advertising right now, you might think that it looks a bit crazy and a bit nonsensical, but let me tell you, we're getting views by the second, by the hundreds every time we post something. So go and have a look now or soon, because you'll be able to see some of the great content that we are producing. And I've got a feeling that it might kick off in the next few weeks on TikTok for PDG Advertising. But stay tuned for that, and I hope you take a look over on TikTok. Wanted to give a shout out to our new team member, Andy. Andy is our new digital marketing executive at PDG Advertising. Andy is helping at the moment, look into our customer accounts and see how we can do better for them. Also, Andy is taking care of our social media production. So, as I mentioned in the last little part of our podcast, the TikToks and the social media that you see across our platform is driven really well by Andy and our, I was going to say our older team member, but I mean our longer standing team member, Becky. And we work together as a team to put out great content into the social verse. But it's really nice having a new team member. We are excited to have Andy along working with us, and we look forward to seeing all the great things that we're going to do in the coming weeks and months. So one thing, just a catalogue of things we haven't done very well at PDG Advertising over the last little while, but we're starting to do better at. Actually, it really is that, with training, with social media content, and with now with team morale building days, team building days, that's something we want to bring in. And we have done. So I've committed to working on a team building day every once a month. Could be as simple as going out for pizza, could be going out for some drinks, could be going out to, could be climbing a mountain, could be a bigger trip, if we meet some of our goals. But this month, we went to Timescape in Belfast in Castle Street, and it was to do Jack the Ripper escape room. Not Jack the Ripper in Belfast, but a Jack the Ripper themed escape room, and it was a barrel of fun. And do you know what? We tell you what, we didn't actually complete it, which is a real shame, because you can't really do the escape room twice. You've seen it and it's done, so it's impossible to go in again with a fresh pair of eyes. But I really wish we had more time to get the clues and finish it, because it was enthralling, invigorating. It was so much fun. And the odd time when I wasn't trying to figure out who had killed the different people, I was taking a step back and I was watching us as a team, and I was going, "This is cool. We are working really well together." You can see how the different skill sets and how people work together does. And it's just nice to not be in the office all the time and to have a little bit of downtime and go and do something fun like that. And if you're in the market for an escape room in Belfast, then I would highly recommend Timescape. Just really good customer service, and I just have really fun experience as well. So the last thing that I wanted to share with you today was a little bit of insight into Google Ads. I've been working on Google Ads for a long time, like 10 to 15 years, and I am always fascinated at how great it is for delivering leads and sales to a business. And I've always had a bit of a knack for describing what Google Ads or what any technology can do for a business in words that everyone can understand. So One thing that sticks out to me, if you really think about what Google Ads is, it's you. If we think about Google Ads on search, so whenever you go to a search page of, let's say your business sells guitars, and you're a physical location or you're an online location. So if whenever someone types in guitars near me and you're near that person, you want to be right on that page. You know, if you're not via, even if you are with SEO, with organic results, like even if you're on there and even if you have no competition, like even if you have literally no competition in the local area, if you are a guitar shop and you sell guitars in a town that you have no competition in, and you think, well, I'm SEO, I'm the person that's, you know, selling the guitars in this area. It doesn't matter anymore because someone could just come in and put an advert up above you, for like 10p and take your customer that would have gone to you for so many years. Like the power of that is incredible. So if you're selling anything, it makes sense to me to have a Google Ads presence. And to be competing for those top spots on the top of Google search. And the thing that really fascinates me about it is what we do on Google search ads is we estimate, you know, what we think are the right keywords to use, and we put them in as a certain matching criteria because you'll never get it exactly right. You'll never know exactly what people are going to type in. And then after a week or after a day, Google tells you exactly what people have typed into Google to get to your advert. So if you put guitar shops or guitar for sale or guitars for sale, then Google will tell you what exactly people are typing into Google to get there. So whether it's I want to buy a guitar or guitar shops near me or Fender guitar near me, whatever it is that people search that ends up getting to that keyword, Google tells you what it is. And it's fascinating because it's literally the brain of someone, and you're connecting up to that with ads, and you're putting your product in front of them, and you're saying, look, we've got this. And then it becomes a game of who's best at doing that? Who's best at putting that advert in front of the top of Google search so that customers that are coming in see it first. You don't want to be someone who's down at the bottom of Google search. You don't want to be even number two or number three. You want to be number one. You want to be the first person on top of that search result. And I just think it's fascinating. And I just wanted to share that with you as the power of Google search, even in 2023. It's been around for a long time, but there's no rival to it as of yet. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. That was the PDG Advertising Podcast, episode 76. Listen, I'd love to know what you thought of this. Get in touch with me. If you couldn't find us on the internet, I wouldn't be doing my job properly. So if you look up Peter Doak or you look up Peter Doak PDG Advertising or any of our social media platforms, just comment on where you found this podcast. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer about any aspect of digital marketing, email marketing, Google Ads, Meta Ads, TikTok ads, anything at all that you want to know. And we can answer it in our next episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, week, month, year, lifetime ahead. And we will see you or speak to you or hear you again on the next episode of the PDG Advertising Podcast.